Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brothers, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I ask Euodias, please, and ask Syntyche, please, to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I ask you also, true partners, help those women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with my other fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's any praise, think about these things. Do the things that you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last, your care of me has flourished again, in which you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatever condition I'm in to be content with it. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to enjoy plenty. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to have plenty and to be in need. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Anyway, you've done well that you gave for my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church gave to me except you. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again for my needs, not because I desire a gift, but I desire that there be abundant fruit in your account. But I have all and have plenty. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things that you sent, a sweet-smelling odor, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to God our Father be glory forever and always. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, mainly those who are of Caesar's household. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.